Swim, the shark, the suckerfish, and the parasite. Introduction, the ocean of life. Welcome to the vast ocean of life, where every day is a new adventure filled with opportunities and challenges. I'm Walter Bond, and I'm here to take you on a journey through the depths of personal growth and success. In this book, we'll explore the world beneath the waves, where three distinct creatures, the shark, the suckerfish, and the parasite, represent different approaches to life and success. As we dive in, picture yourself floating in the crystal-clear waters of possibility. The ocean around you is teeming with life, each creature playing its unique role in the ecosystem. But today, we're focusing on three specific inhabitants that can teach us valuable lessons about leadership, mentorship, and achieving next-level success. The shark, embracing the mindset of success. Let's start with the shark, the apex predator of our story. Sharks are often misunderstood, but in our ocean, they represent the epitome of success and leadership. They're not mindless killing machines, they're focused, determined, and always moving forward. Sharks possess what I call the shark mindset. This mindset is characterized by six key traits. 1. Vision. Sharks have a clear sense of direction and purpose. 2. Adaptability. They can navigate changing environments with ease. 3. Persistence. Sharks never stop moving, even when facing obstacles. 4. Self-confidence. They trust in their abilities and instincts. 5. Calculated risk-taking. Sharks know when to strike and when to hold back. 6. Continuous learning. They're always evolving and improving their skills. Adopting the shark mindset means embracing these traits in your own life. It's about setting clear goals, staying flexible in the face of change, and persevering through challenges. It's about believing in yourself and your abilities, taking smart risks, and never stopping in your pursuit of knowledge and growth. Remember, being a shark doesn't mean being aggressive or ruthless. It means being focused, determined, and always moving forward towards your goals. The suckerfish, the power of positive relationships. Now, let's turn our attention to the suckerfish. In nature, suckerfish attach themselves to larger marine animals, including sharks, for transportation and protection. In our ocean of life, suckerfish represent the power of positive relationships and mentorship. Suckerfish understand the value of connection. They know that by aligning themselves with successful individuals, they can learn, grow, and reach new heights. As a suckerfish, you're not a freeloader. You're a collaborator, offering value in exchange for guidance and opportunity. To embody the suckerfish mentality. 1. Seek out mentors and role models who embody the success you aspire to achieve. 2. Be willing to learn and adapt, based on the wisdom of those more experienced than you. 3. Offer value in your relationships, ensuring that the connection is mutually beneficial. 4. Stay humble and open to feedback, always looking for ways to improve. Remember, success is rarely achieved in isolation. By cultivating positive relationships and learning from those who have already achieved what you aspire to, you can accelerate your own growth and success. The parasite, recognizing and avoiding negative influences. Finally, we come to the parasite. In our ocean, parasites represent the negative influences and toxic relationships that can hinder our progress and drain our energy. Unlike suckerfish, which offer value in their relationships, parasites only take without giving anything in return. Recognizing parasites in your life is crucial for maintaining your forward momentum. They might be individuals who constantly criticize without offering constructive feedback, or those who always seem to need your help, but are never there when you need support. To protect yourself from parasites, 1. Be aware of the energy dynamics in your relationships. Do certain people leave you feeling drained or discouraged? 2. Set clear boundaries and learn to say no to requests that don't align with your goals. 3. Surround yourself with positive influences who support and encourage your growth. 4. If you identify parasitic relationships in your life, be prepared to distance yourself or cut ties if necessary. Remember, your time and energy are precious resources. Protect them fiercely and invest them wisely in relationships and pursuits that contribute to your growth and success. Navigating the ocean, strategies for success. Now that we've met our three ocean dwellers, let's talk about how to navigate the waters of life effectively. Success in any endeavor requires a combination of the right mindset, positive relationships, and the ability to recognize and avoid negative influences. First, embrace the shark mindset. Set clear goals for yourself and pursue them with unwavering determination. Be adaptable in your approach, but never lose sight of your ultimate destination. Take calculated risks, learn from your experiences, and keep moving forward, even in the face of adversity. Next, cultivate suckerfish relationships. Seek out mentors and role models who can guide you on your journey. Be humble and willing to learn from those who have already achieved what you aspire to. Remember, these relationships should be mutually beneficial, so always look for ways to add value to your mentors and peers. Finally, be vigilant against parasitic influences. Regularly assess your relationships and environments to ensure they're contributing positively to your growth and success. Don't be afraid to distance yourself from people or situations that drain your energy or hold you back. Conclusion: thriving in the ocean of life. As we surface from our deep dive into the ocean of success, I hope you've gained valuable insights from the shark, the suckerfish, and the parasite. Remember, in the vast ocean of life, you have the power to choose which creature you want to be. Will you be the shark, cutting through the waters with purpose and determination? Will you be the suckerfish, forming valuable relationships and learning from the best? Or will you allow yourself to become a parasite, draining others and ultimately limiting your own potential? The choice is yours, and it's a choice you make every day through your actions, attitudes, and relationships. Embrace the shark mindset, cultivate positive suckerfish relationships, and steer clear of parasitic influences. Do this, and you'll find yourself not just swimming, but thriving in the ocean of life. As you close this book and return to your daily life, carry these lessons with you. Look for opportunities to apply the shark mindset in your pursuits. Seek out mentors and positive influences who can help you grow. And always be mindful of the company you keep, ensuring that your relationships are propelling you forward, not holding you back. Remember, success is not a destination, it's a journey. Keep swimming, keep learning, and keep growing. The ocean of life is vast and full of possibilities. It's time to dive in and make the most of it. Are you ready to swim?